the Lawton Rodeo today, visiting with the one and only Governor Kevin Stitt. What a great day to be out here. It's a little hot.
It's a little hot, but you know what? I mean, being out here with all of my friends and rodeo fans and just experience, it's a family atmosphere. I have my youngest son with me, and it's just so cool. I mean, it's just part of Oklahoma being out here and with everybody getting ready to start the rodeo, so it's fun.
Well, drought still weighing heavy on ag producers' minds now. I know that Kansas and Texas have declared emergencies. Is that something coming up maybe?
You know, I've been talking to Blaine Arthur, our Secretary of Ag, and she's keeping me posted on it, whether we need to waive requirements for hay coming in our state. If I need to file something, certainly we'll do that without hesitation to get any kind of resources we need from the feds. But we're just monitoring. I'm waiting, letting Blaine kind of take the lead and let me know what we need.
And, of course, she always knows.
Yeah. Blaine's the greatest, man. She's the best Secretary of Ag in the country, I think.
Well, I know you're a spiritual guy, so might we consider a statewide day of prayer for rain?
Absolutely. I mean, we've done it before. I know Blaine put out on the Facebook page and asking for prayer for rain. And well, ultimately, we need to – that's exactly what we need. There's not a magic button that you can push or a bill that you can pass to get rain. We need the good Lord to give us rain in a timely manner.
Well, speaking of that, legislative session kind of in a break right now. So when you guys get going back hot and heavy, what are some of your top priorities?
Well, I'm meeting with the leadership of the House, the Senate. I'm really still pushing for inflation relief. And right now, one of the things I've asked for is to get rid of the grocery tax. We're one of only 13 states that taxes groceries. Ours is one of the highest. And really, Oklahomans are hurting at the grocery store right now. Inflation's at 40-year highs. So hopefully we can get a moratorium at least for 2 years, or maybe even eliminate it is what I'm asking for. And then also reducing the income tax. We have the largest savings account we've ever had in state history. And so I'm really proud of our fiscal discipline the last 4 years. But, you know, I want to give money back to the taxpayer and want to be the most business-friendly state. So I'll keep working with the legislature. Hopefully we get something done before the end of the year.
And I know that's going to be such a big win, too, because, like, as you mentioned, with drought, there's just not much other ways to get relief. Input costs so high for farmers right now.
That's exactly right, and I would love to be able to put something right back, just tangible. And we're calculating that'd be about $455 a year for the average family if we eliminated the grocery tax, at least the state portion, and then also another quarter point on income tax. I cut a quarter point last year. Hopefully we can get another quarter point at least done this year.
Talking a little bit about agriculture, man, last week, quite a great time on the steps of the Capitol, all of those young kiddos being celebrated by you guys.
Oh, it was great. You know, we rode a horse into the Capitol, and we declared the quarter horse the state horse, which is really fun, and getting to ride a horse in from the governor's mansion over to the Capitol. And we had the OSU National Championship equestrian team there. So that was fun, meeting those young ladies. And anyway, it was a great day. And so we did some bill signing, some ceremonial bill signing for a lot of the great things we did this past year.
Of course, an election coming up. So what do you really want just everybody to kind of wrap their arms around right now?
You know, I mean, as a businessman, and I got elected 4 years ago, I hope people can see the way I lead. And I believe in freedoms and personal responsibility. You saw me fighting to keep schools open and keep our economy open. I wasn't listening to President Biden to shut everything down. And that's proving tremendous benefits for our state now. We've got like the lowest unemployment ever. Our wages are going up. So really excited about the momentum, and I want to keep that drive going for another 4 years if Oklahomans will have me.